basket country around the Pico?
Marsh.
And what do you call the straps that a man wears over his shoulders?
Suspenders.
And what do you call unthickened gravy that you make just by adding water to hand grease?
Red eye gravy.
Does it matter if it's just a sugar cured ham to be called that? Or is it any ham grease?
I think the sugar cured ham, probably the salt would give it a more redder, probably a redder texture, a redder color.
That's good. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamb?
Kerosene.
And what do you call a long-legged hog with a thin body and a long snout?
Razorback.
And what do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Yes.
Well, a long time ago, mothers would...
Yeah, I used to call it ground itch a long time ago.
Have you heard any remedies for that?
Yeah, they used to have a salve, cuticure salve, I believe it was, they used for it. Benzoyl salicylic acid will cure it, though, that's the best thing. They didn't have it back then, but... You're talking about an athlete's foot, we call it now.
Is it the same?
I think it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Except for the fact, I'm not sure, though, used to get it when we were kids going barefooted. It was more prevalent when you were barefooted in the summertime. So I don't know, it might have been probably some rainworm, type rainworm, more than likely.
One man, I think it was in Mount Vernon, told me that a way to get rid of it is to
make
sweet milk and gunpowder.
I never heard that one. Seemed to me like they used to have a cuticure salve, I think, that they used mostly for any itching, ringworm, or any kind of itch. I think ground itch was some type of ringworm, or something that came out of the ground, some worm. Pinworm or something.